Hello again, everyone. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online, reporting from Jadwin Gym at Princeton, where the Tigers mounted a second-half comeback to nip the Iona Gales 81-80 in the season opener for both teams. Tobin Anderson is in his second season at the helm of the Gales. He has an entirely new roster from a year ago. Historically one of the strongest teams in the New York City metro area, Anderson will not know what he has until he sees his kids in game situations. One thing is certain, the Gales will rely heavily on freshman Adam Najee Jr. from the Bronx. While the Tigers returned four players from last season's Ivy League regular season championship, including Ivy Player of the Year, junior Caden Pierce, and fellow first-team All-Ivy member, junior Xavion Lee, the new Tiger team will have a far different look from those that took the floor in recent years. Joining Pierce and Lee in the starting lineup were Dalen Davis, an emerging star who played a lot of minutes in the second half last season. Jackson Hickey, whose playing time was limited by injuries last season, and Jacob Huggins, a 6'8 sophomore who played about 5 minutes a game in 2024. Both teams played hard at the outset, but the execution was lacking, undoubtedly due to first night jitters. Applying full court pressure right from the outset, the Gales mounted a rally in the closing minutes to take a 49-37 lead into the halftime locker room. Things were looking grim for the Tigers at that point. Early in the second half, Iona ran its lead up to 16 at one point. For his part, Tiger skipper Mitch Henderson used 12 different players in an effort to find an effective unit, and several of those players were seeing their first collegiate action. Slowly but surely, the Tigers fought back, spurred by clutch scoring from Huggins, who went 6 of 6 from the field, Dalen Davis, and Xavion Lee. The Tigers finally drew even at 60-60 at the 10:39 mark. A minute later, two Lee free throws gave the Tigers their first second-half lead at 62-60. From that point on, the lead changed hands a dozen times, with neither team able to lead by more than 3 points. Xavion Lee was relatively quiet for the first 30 minutes, but he was able to put the team on his back once the Tigers got back in it. He scored 17 of his game-high 27 points in the final 10 minutes, including the two game-winning free throws with 3.7 seconds to go. Lee played a great all-around game, adding 4 rebounds and 6 assists in 37 minutes of action. Iron Man Caden Pierce picked up where he left off last season. He played all 40 minutes, scoring 18 points and a team-high 9 rebounds. For good measure, he added 6 assists. Huggins and Davis also reached double figures for the Tigers. Adam Najee Jr. had a spectacular collegiate debut, leading the Gales with 19 points and 6 assists in 34 minutes. Both teams shot well. The Tigers made 31 of 56, while the Gales also attempted 56 shots, making 30. Among the negatives for Princeton was rebounding, where the Gales enjoyed a 33-25 advantage. Sadly, the Tigers managed only 11 of 22 from the free throw line, although Xavion Lee was 6 of 7. To be fair, this was a good effort for both teams on opening night. The Tigers get to feel just a little bit better with a 1-point win. The Tigers hit the road later this week, heading to Duquesne for a Friday night game scheduled at 8:30 p.m. Henderson reported that Devin Austin, who was expected to be a key contributor after recovering from knee surgery, has taken a leave of absence from school. His status going forward is not known. Jack Scott, son of former Tiger coach Joe Scott, transferred to William & Mary last spring but changed his mind and has returned to Princeton. He's on the roster, but because of the transfer situation, is ineligible to play this season. That's it from Princeton. This is George Clark. Now I am heading back to Battleground, Pennsylvania to await the results of today's election. I hope all of you get out and vote if you have not yet done so, and we'll look forward to seeing you later in the season.